on this long tangent about why I haven't been able to post in the last, what, 3 weeks to a month. But I'm rather going to go on a long tangent on why I'm not going to tell you why I wasn't able to do that, apparently, because I've already been going for about 15 seconds and have said nothing. Long story short, I am back and I am digging into the Word of God. And we're back in Psalm 119. And we left off on, I believe, verse 56. We left off on verse 56, which we said, "This I had because I kept thy precepts." You know, all of these promises, all of the hope, all of everything that this man, this psalmist had, whoever the psalmist may be, he had because he kept God's precepts. And I hope that over this past month, I hope that you guys don't just listen to this and forget about it, because over this past month that I haven't been in, you know, the constant of putting up a new episode, I hope that you've actually been taking these things to heart, because things like this, keeping God's precepts and things that we're going to learn about today, which is the Lord is our portion, all of these things actually helps us. So even if I am not able to post something, or, you know, you miss a day in your Bible study or whatever, I hope that even the days that you miss your Bible study because you forgot or you were busy or whatever, I hope that you can remember the things that you've already learned and put those to heart. Because the Bible, it does nothing. The Bible is no good unless you allow it to be. You know, a physician can't help you unless you give it the okay to. Give him or her. I don't know why I said it. Guys, I'm tired. It's been a long day. But we are in the book of Psalms today. Psalm 119. We're just going to begin in verse 57. "Thou art my portion, O Lord." I already gave you the title of this. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. So we're going to see what that means, that the Lord is our portion. As we continue in verse 57, "I have said that I would keep thy words." Like I said earlier, you have to say and you have to believe and you have to mean that you're going to keep the words of God. By keep, that also means to do. Keep it in your heart. What does the Bible say? "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Listen, you have to make a commitment. You don't just accidentally follow the Bible. You don't just accidentally turn your life around from sin. What you do is you purposefully say, "God, I am going to serve you now. I'm going to put away everything else, and I'm going to have all of this stuff," as we talked about in the last time. "I'm going to have all of this stuff. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to have hope. I'm going to love people. I'm going to do all of this because I am purposefully putting aside myself and following you." That's what it means. It's not an accident. You don't just accidentally wake up one morning and be like, "Oh, I'm a good Christian now." No, it takes time. And God's given you that time, hasn't he? You know, one definition of procrastination that I heard from one of the preachers that I listen to. Procrastination is the assumption, it's something along these lines, it's not perfect, but procrastination is the assumption that God's going to give you more time to do something that he's already given you time to do. Now think about that. That's a mouthful, but think about that. God has already given you the right amount of time to do the things that he wants you to do. And procrastinating that, saying, "God, I'm not going to sell out for you right now. I'm not going to do my devotions right now because I'm busy right now." You know what? You know what that's telling God? "God, I'm not taking this time that you've given me for the thing that you want me to do. I'm going to wait until a time that is not certain. You don't know you have tomorrow. You don't know you have later tonight. You don't know that you'll have the time to do what God has already given you time to do. So do it when God gives you the time. Maybe you're trying to serve and you're like, "God, I know you've given me this time to read my Bible, but God, I want to go do some sort of fundraiser." When, hey, listen, God, it's good to do fundraisers. It's good to do that kind of stuff. It's good to serve in the church, but it's better to do it in its appointed time. Do everything in its appointed time. And you have to say, "I have said that I will keep thy words." You have to keep God's words at the time that he wants you to do it. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. There's my whole heart again. Remember that. Serving God is not half-heartedly serving. You have to be fully in. Like I said earlier, you have to be fully in. You have to fully say, "God, I'm done with this. God, I want this." It's a conscious choice. "Be merciful unto me according to thy word." Now that's a brave thing to say, because a lot of us want to be merciful according to us. A lot of us want to be like, "God, be merciful because, you know, and see the way that I'm seeing it." God, be merciful with me, because look at the way that I see it. Look at my situation. But this psalmist says, God, be merciful unto me according to what your word says. Now, that's a big leap of faith. That's the leap of faith in two things. One, God's judgments are true. And two, that you're matching up to those judgments. Do you have the faith for both of those? Because if you don't have the faith for one, it's kind of going to fall apart. If you don't believe that God's word is true, then it's going to fall apart. And if you don't believe that you're doing God's word, then it's falling apart. Those two are hand in hand. And it's hard to get a hold of that. But when you do, trust me, because I've seen it, and I can say without a doubt that I've done this, that when you say, God, I'm clinging to you. God, I'm done with this old stuff. I want to be a new creature. Listen, it works. My life has been changed. I've seen other people's lives change. And if you want to actually know my testimony, you can get a hold of me on Instagram. I will gladly tell you. Because listen, God's word has done amazing things in my life. And if I can show that to you, and if I can prove to you that God is real through my life, that's what I want to do. You have to believe that what I'm reading right now is not Ben Shelby time. The world does not need a podcast about Ben Shelby. That would be scary. What it needs is somebody, a nobody, to tell you about the somebody who changed my life. And that's what I'm doing right now. So don't keep tuning in because it's me talking. Tune in because it's God's words. This is what God says, and this truth will set you free. Verse 59, I have thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. I have made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. Two things here. One is he's thought about it. You know, I know that I say this a lot, and I know I'm pounding it into your heads, but if God decides to put it in this one chapter as many times as I've brought it up, it must be pretty important. It must be pretty important that you need to grab a hold of this, that you purposefully, it says right here, I have thought on my ways. Stop. Stop for 1 second. You know what? Even if you have to, pause this. Pause it right here. And I want you to stop and I want you to think about your ways. When was the last time you stopped and thought about the things you were doing? When was the last time you stopped and thought about the time you were wasting? When is the last time you've stopped and said, God, am I doing with my life what you want me to? Just take a moment of silence and think about it. And if the answer is you don't know when the last time it is, do it. Stop this podcast. Pause it. Obviously resume it after you're done. But take this time to say, God, I'm ready to live for you. God, I'm ready to do what you want me to do. And we can see that this psalmist was doing that. He thought on his ways, and then he turned his feet unto thy testimonies. Remember when I said a step in the wrong direction will always lead you to the wrong place? If I'm trying to walk straight ahead of me and I take a turn to the right, I'm not going to get to my original destination. So think about your ways. Think about the way that you're walking. It's a step-by-step decision. It's time for you to think about every step you're doing. God, do you want me to do this? God, should I say that? And I'm not going to say I'm perfect at this. And anybody who knows me can testify. I'm not perfect at this. But it's something I'd like to get better at. Because when I do get a hold of this, when I do think about my ways, when I do direct my steps in the right way, my days are a whole lot better. I'm a lot more patient. And people that know me know I am not a patient person, especially when it comes to kids and animals. Like, I love kids. I don't love animals. I tolerate animals most of the time. but just there's certain things that just get on my nerves. But when I'm walking with God, my patience is like 100 times better. It's amazing. And maybe there's things in your life that you know that when you stopped and when you asked God to, like, let's say that you were in an argument and you wanted to say something really mean, but God said, no, don't say that. So you say, okay, God, what should I say? Isn't it amazing that when you surrender even an argument to God, the amazing things that come out of it? You that have done this, you know what I'm talking about. And you that haven't done this, try it because you will know what I'm talking about then. Direct your steps. And listen, don't wait to do it. That's what the next thing says. It says, I will make haste. What does it say? No, it says, I made haste. He already did it. When he saw that he had to do something, he did it. And he delayed not. Remember what I said about procrastination. Do not procrastinate. When God says to do something, make haste to do it. What does he say? He says, I made haste and I delayed not. Stop delaying with the word of God. Stop being, what do you call it? Procrastinating, I guess. I'll just keep using that word. Stop procrastinating into what you know you need to do. Because if you procrastinate, the thing is that you don't know that you have time to correct what you've already had time to do. Don't procrastinate. If you have somebody to apologize to, don't delay. You need to get on that. Because God has given you a specific time. God has given you a specific time to forgive somebody. God has given you a specific time to do what he says. God has given you a specific time to be pure. And that time is now. God has given you a specific time to tell the truth. That time is now. Stop delaying. Stop saying, God, I'll do this later. God, I'll fix my life later. Because you don't have later. The only person that has later is God. And he's given you later. He's given you, okay, you can have another day. But listen, when he's ready to take you home, you have no way around it. So take the time that he's given you. Take right now to correct your life. The bands of wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight, I will rise and give thanks to thee because of thy righteous judgments. You know, some of us have had people wrong us. I talked about bitterness just a couple seconds ago, or somebody that you might have to forgive. You know, people will hurt you, and people probably have hurt you. But listen, but I have not forgotten thy law, this psalmist says. And what is God's law? It's that you forgive them. It's that simple. The Bible says to love your enemies. And the people that wronged you, yeah, they did a wrong thing. They did. And I'm not demeaning that whatsoever. People actually probably have hurt you, and you probably have every single reason to be upset at them. But what does God say? That while we were yet sinners, while God had every right to be angry at us, he loved us. And he wasn't. And he forgave us even before we asked for it. He gave a way of forgiveness even before we asked. Isn't that amazing? At midnight, it says in verse 62, I will rise and give thanks to thee because of thy righteous judgments. Hey, even in the hard times, even in the darkness, midnight is the darkest time of the night, right? Even in the darkest parts of your life, listen, you have to remember to give thanks to God. Because God has given every reason to be thankful. You know, a lot of us, when dark times fall on us, we say, God, why did you do this to me? And we kind of side with sin. We're like, God, why did you do this to me? Why did you allow this in my life? Why would you let this person in my life pass away? But really, it wasn't God. God made our world perfect. God made it so that we can so we can live forever and have a perfect life. But then sin crept in, right? So we need to, instead of pointing our finger at God and saying, God, why would you allow this to happen in my life? And in the dark times in our night, when it's dark times in our life, we have to say, God, we have to stop saying, God, why would you do this? And we have to say, God, I know you didn't do it. Sin, why would you allow this in my life? Sin, you're the one that did this to me. Sin, why would you do this to me? That's a serious question. That's the right question. Sin, why would you allow this in my life? Sin, why have you tainted our world so much? Guys, it's not God that did it. It's not God that wants you to go through this pain. Actually, it's sin. It's our sin that wants to see us go through pain. So we need to stop siding with sin, and we have to say, God, I know, and I know that you did this, and I know you allowed this for a reason, and I know that you didn't want this. So even in the midnight, God, I will sing your praise, and you will rise in the midnight, and you will give thanks. You know what's amazing, or you know what's interesting, is that he was awake in midnight. Even though it was dark out, he was still awake. And a lot of us, when dark times come, we kind of just quiet ourselves from God, right? We kind of fall asleep on God, and we're like, God, why would you allow this? Hey, don't fall asleep. If you're going through a hard time, don't be asleep. Rise up. Realize that even in midnight, there is a way to be thankful to God. And guess what? After every midnight comes a morning. After every dusk comes a dawn. And even though you might be going through a hard time in your life right now, if you keep pushing through for God, you will see the end of it, guys. That's a promise. And that's not my promise, because who cares about the promises of Ben Shelby? This is a promise of God. The last couple verses here, verse 63. I am a companion of all of them that fear thee. Hey, you know what? He has so much confidence. And I think that a lot of this confidence comes from being friends of people who are fearing God. Being friends with people of the like love, of people who have the same love for God, is what I mean by that. You know what's amazing? I used to not be able to talk about God to strangers. I mean, it was very nerve-wracking. But now I can talk about God to strangers so easily. And I can go into long, in-depth conversations with people about God. Why? Because I'm surrounding myself with other people who like to talk about God. And it just comes naturally. You know what? There was, our camp is probably about four and a half hours away. And you know what? On that 4.5 hour drive, one of my best friends, who is now actually my girlfriend, which I can finally say. So, whoop! Yeah, I'm kind of getting off topic here. Anyway, I was able to talk to her about God almost the entire way. Why? Because I have friends that like to talk about God with me. And it makes it so much easier. When we conversate about God, when we're around church people, it is so much easier to talk about God to the lost world. And it's so much easier to keep your mind on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Isn't it? And she's not the only one that I can talk about God to. Every single one of my friends, I can sit down and I can have a serious conversation about God with. And it's helped me in the way that I've been able to talk to God, talk about God to other people, to unsaved people, and to keep my mind on God. Why? Because when God is the center of your conversations and you love those people and you're a companion with those people, like this verse says, listen, you will have peace. And you'll be able to, and what does it say here? And of them that keep thy precepts, the earth is full of thy mercy. You'll be able to remember that God's full of mercy. The point being is, if you want all of these things, if you want God to be your everything, you have to realize that your friends won't need to have God as their everything. If you want God to be your portion, like this title says, then you have to have friends around you, and you have to love those people that have God as their portion. That's important. It's so important that you get a hold of that. Because if you're around people that don't want to talk about God, if you have people around you that do not want to talk about God, then you're not going to talk about him to your family members. You're not going to talk about him to the people that you are trying to witness to. You're not going to be able to talk about, or supposed to witness to. You're not going to be able to talk about him. Why? Because your mind isn't set on him, because your friends don't. You're not around the people who also love God. And you have to love those people. The Bible says that that they will know that you are his disciples by the way that you love one another. Do you love God that way? Can people look at you and look at your friends and be like, yeah, they love each other. I can tell it that's real. There's too much argument in the churches right now. Let's get over ourselves. Let's get over our pride and come together as the body of Christ like we're supposed to be and love one another. In the final verse, the earth is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. And I hope that as we're going through this, you realize that everything is talked about in these last 63 verses, I'm pretty sure that I just closed my Bible. These past verses are all a conscious choice, and you can either choose to follow them. You can either choose to let God guide your steps. You can either choose to love the people of the Lord. You can either choose to ask him to teach you, or you can choose to not to. But listen, it's always, always better to let God do what he does best, and that's save you. That save you out of your sin. That save you out of your struggles. That is save you out of your hopelessness. Let God do what he does best by consciously choosing and saying, God, I don't want this anymore. I want you. God, I don't want this sin anymore. I want you. And when you can get a hold of that, your life will change. And I am so happy to be back to be able to tell you that God's words are true. Like I said earlier, all of these promises that I've said, all of these things that if you keep your mind on him, that if you direct your steps, you will be blessed. All of these things are not promises by me, because if they were promises by me, who would give a piece of garbage? Nobody. But these are promises by the holy God that created you. And if you can realize that, your life will be so much better. And as we end off yet another episode, I want to remind you of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you, that's me, you can put your name in there, that he gave his only begotten son. Don't forget that you are loved by God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not worth it, because you were worth enough that Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for you. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns you might have on this episode, and I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. So until next time, God bless.